4,000 miles is about 21-year-old Leo Joseph Connell, who goes through a major loss on a cross-country bike trip. He tries to make sense of it all by visiting his 91-year-old grandmother, Vera. Vera lives in an apartment in Greenwich Village and is, among other things, a member of the Communist Party. The play won an Obie Award in 2012 for Best New Play. It was also a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of 4,000 Miles runs May 8th through 18th, with actors Ryan Eller as Leo and Martha Jacobs as Vera. Martha has joined me in the studio, along with director Bill Simmons, to talk about the play. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you. So if you could maybe tell me how you describe the play to people who aren't familiar with it.
I just recently wrote my director notes for the program, and I was a student of Martha's years ago, and I remember her saying in a class once, all plays are about love. And this play is very much about love. Leo arrives at Grandma's apartment in the middle of the night after biking across country. And as you mentioned in your description, he suffers a big tragedy along the way, and no one's heard from him really since the accident. And he shows up at Grandma's house in the middle of the night in Greenwich Village, not letting her know he's coming. And he's damaged, and he's angry, resentful. The rest of the world is, you know, the cause of his problems, or he can't be bothered with the rest of the world. And over the course of a couple of months with Grandma, it's one of those plays where you don't know, I don't think, until the end, and maybe even after as an audience member, the impact that that time has had.
Martha, did you want to add anything?
Well, what I love about the play is the relationship between these vastly different generations, right? I mean, Grandma's 91 years old. Leo is 21. It's just enormous. I figured it out. She had to have been born in 1916. Because this play takes place in 2007.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff under the water there. And they have such different understandings of the world, but they love each other. And it's a fascinating relationship. I think the play is really about the two of them.
Yeah.
Their different points of view, their different value systems.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's really about what she can give him and also what he gives her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very much a two-way blossoming.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Martha, have there been any new discoveries in doing the role now versus a decade ago?
Yes. So I'm going to tell you. So I did do the show with him 11 years ago at the Phoenix in Indianapolis. When Audrey Heller called to offer me this part, she said, you know, I saw you at the Phoenix 11 years ago when you did it with Bill, and you were wonderful. But, you know, you really were too young. Now you're perfect. So, of course, my vanity kicked in and I thought, oh, my God, she's reading me as a possible 91-year-old. But she said some truth there, which is there was a lot that went on in the past 10 years that has really changed my perspective on so many things, including myself. So I think I am ready to do Vera in a way that I couldn't possibly have been 11 years ago.
Oh, that's very interesting. What are you each most excited about sharing with the audience with us?
It's a very funny show, but each of the four characters that we see on the stage, each of their scenes are really quite nuanced. They're not just when you've cracked, you know, you've cracked the nut on one moment, you're like, oh, that moment still is, we're still not quite underneath that yet.
Mm-hmm.
It does not end at all how I think the audience expects it's going to end. And we're in the hands of a really gifted playwright. And I'm not surprised this script was a finalist for the Pulitzer in 2013. And I'm frankly surprised it didn't win, but I don't know off the top of my head which play did win that year.
Sure. So. Oh, it got beat out. Yeah. Well, I'm totally intrigued, for one. Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of 4,000 Miles, starring Martha Jacobs and Ryan Eller, runs May 8th through the 18th at the Waldron's Rose Fire Bay. You can find more information at jewishtheaterbloomington.com. Martha Jacobs, Bill Simmons, thank you so much for coming in. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.